Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Better believe it. Another week, another show, another Monday. Welcome to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5. The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Damn glad to have you on a Monday morning. How many SIGs this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, before kickoff yesterday?
I mean,
the NFL, I told you guys yesterday, I said the NFL gave us our entire show before we even kicked off yesterday.
I was so proud of Bob.
It was wild yesterday.
Bob sent us a text, I think it was like 12:30. It was like, the rundown's complete. I was like, I almost texted Mac Priman like, all right.
I mean,
you're the boss.
Here's how Sunday goes. You get up and Dak Prescott gets signed. Tyreek Hill gets arrested. Justin Fields gets the start, which I have a great conspiracy on. And then Brandon Ayuk's story comes out from Jay Glazer yesterday about how all that went down. And we haven't even had kickoff in a game. I mean, nothing has even kicked
and
off yet.
And you forgot one even.
And which one was that?
Jamar Chase.
Oh, Jamar Chase.
Yeah, you found out that it causes the business to pay him if he wants to get a paycheck.
Right. Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, you had all that take place yesterday before kickoff even started, and I'm like, my God, we've got ourselves topic after topic after topic after topic yesterday, and the NFL just delivered like it always does in week one. The play, a little less to be desired. I mean, I don't think we saw many great quarterbacks perform yesterday. I don't think we saw many great teams perform yesterday, but by God, before these games even started, this is the soap opera that we love in this country.
Fantastic.
Is the NFL. Like, everybody's up talking about what's going on. I got up early yesterday. I think it was about 7 o'clock. Got up, went for a run. Got harassed on my run by my neighbor yesterday because of the KU game, which I don't appreciate, but neither here nor there. And so I get back. I'm like, all right, cool. Let me run to Hy-Vee, get some stuff, pick up my daughter, get home, sit down, start kind of, you know, getting into the mode of the game, you know, day. It's like 11 a.m. I'm like, oh my God, Tyreek Hill got arrested.
Yep.
Dak Prescott signed a contract. Like, holy cow, the NFL is just delivering awesomeness before the games even started. And then the game started, and of course, it was a very eventful NFL week one. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, there's no there's no explanation needed as to why it is our soap opera.
It is, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's reality TV at its finest, Dusty. I mean, people are trying all these like island shows and things like that. Like the NFL is the ultimate reality TV.
Yeah, and I think that's why you see all facets of demographics.
Yep.
Like you see 12-year-olds, you see 50-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, male, female, whoever, mm-hmm. because of how it affects everybody differently. Do you think when Tyreek went to jail, they asked him how tall he was?
No.
Myself?
Yeah. I mean, that's how the day started yesterday.
Let's go there first.
Okay? That's how the day starts yesterday.
Let's go there first. So, wake up Sunday morning, get the good word, walk to the car, get on my phone, and out of nowhere, I see Tyreek Hill has been arrested on his way to the game. And I'm thinking to myself, golly, what now? Not only that, I mean, it's always something with Tyreek.
Always.
His entire career. And look.
Interesting, isn't it?
Right? And it's like repeat offender. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Right, right. You get a free pass. You
or
make
maybe
a mistake.
The other way around.
Yeah,
got a saying in Texas. I think it's Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get fooled again.
Yeah.
Might as well just let it with GW.
Yeah. You know what happens when you assume, right?
Yeah, that's right. So then you look at the video and you're like, okay. First off, was he speeding? Did he say like, do you know who I am?
Well, I would imagine we had a "Do you know who I am?" drop.
Do you know how tall I am?
Right.
Yeah. And so you see that story,
right.
And then I get home, and that's where we play into your text of "Have you even like sat down yet, Dusty? Have you seen what the NFL is?" And I'm like, and then you look at like Rosenhaus does an interview,
right, which we'll get to in a minute, which was just glorious.
The guy looks like he was on a cocaine bender for 6 days in South Beach. He's sweating again. I know it was hot and humid in Miami yesterday. It's September. It's Miami. I get it. It wasn't that damn hot. It wasn't that humid because everybody else on the field that was talking wasn't sweating like Drew was. And he starts spitting all this stuff about how Tyreek is doing this and people are doing this. And I'm thinking to myself, what next? And then you go on to the next topic and it's Jamar Chase is actually going to play. He's not sick and he's just going to go without the contract. It's like, really, Jamar?
Yeah.
You realize that your franchise, who has been cheap their entire existence, decides when and if they pay you. That's how it works.
That's how the NFL
works.
They're going
to tell you, you can sit out. You'll end up looking like Deshaun. You'll end up looking like Le'Veon.
Mm-hmm.
You look like look, all these guys that decided, oh, I'm bigger than the game.
I'm bigger than the game.
No, you're not. And that's the dumb reality of it is that it sucks, but big business always wins.
Well, the game will pass you by really, really fast. I mean, again, you ask Le'Veon Bell, you ask Deshaun Watson. You want to take a year off.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. You go take a year off. You're never getting back to the level that you were. And we're not talking about injury type stuff where you have to fight back and rehab yourself. We're talking about people who just decided, well, contract-wise or Deshaun Watson being a creep, that you're going to get the entire year off. You never get it back in the NFL. The game passes you by. Just like that. And Jamar Chase, if you want to sit out and do your thing, man.
Which he's not going to do.
But that would have been a grave mistake to sit out for an entire year or even a game for that matter. I mean, Cincinnati looked terrible with Jamar Chase yesterday. And so, I mean, so Jamar Chase decides he's going to play. Did he? I don't know. T. Higgins doesn't play, obviously,
well,
in yesterday's game. He's all banged up. And Cincinnati looked like the most pedestrian team that I think we've ever seen.
Hold on to that one because we'll get into that a little bit later. We got 4 hours, right? We'll get into Cincinnati because that was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That was New England.
How many people lost their survivor pool yesterday,
Everybody. Right? Like Matt didn't even try out for it. He just left his name blank.
I didn't even see there was there a game inspector's office? Oh, I didn't get a memo on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Was there, check the schedule?
No. Was there an email? I don't see that kind of stuff.
The other thing that's interesting about yesterday is that I think Dak knew the whole time. So hear me out. I think the Dallas Cowboys plan on dropping this bomb.
Oh, yeah, Dak signed. Yeah.
We're still going.
Yeah.
And I think Dak knew the whole time he was getting signed right before week one because, to me, maybe I wasn't, like, ear to the wall with Dallas news, but that seemed like a situation. Now, we were talking about how Jerry Jones, like, we wait till the last leave to fall, making fun of him being, the Whataburger and the paper sack. But, like, I feel like he and Dak were on an agreement where Jerry Jones, who I think is in love with theatricals.
Oh, there's no question.
Right?
He, that's his thing. So he likes the show. He's a showman.
And I think he told Dak from the get-go, we're going to sign you right before Sunday starts. Now listen to me, Dak. How cool is this? We get time for his game as an announcer. We play at 3 on national television. And then you get your contract that takes over noon. Because they were doing interviews with Dak Prescott on Fox.
And he already knew.
How did they record the interview on Saturday?
That interview with Aaron Andrews was, that may have been recorded on Friday or even earlier in the week. It felt like Dak Prescott knew he was going to be the highest paid player in the NFL. No, it's not.
They knew ahead of time. So that's why you didn't see like, I just won't play. Dak knew since last week he was getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
And they were going to drop it right before because Jerry Jones is like, we don't play at noon, but watch this. Will be the talk before the new game.
Of course.
We get Tom Brady's first announcing job. Did well.
Right. He was okay.
Give the guy a break his first game. And then.
Did you listen to Colt McCoy's first game?
Not great.
Holy cow, was that awful.
And then they get to play at 3:25, and then they're Dallas. And they get to steal the entire Sunday because the best player in the league didn't play. The best team in the league didn't play.
Right.
And the defending champions times 2 going for 3 didn't play.
Right.
So who stole Sunday?
Well, of course they did. Cowboys. Dallas did because that's what Jerry Jones is all about. He's a modern-day P.T. Barnum. That's why I've said that
for
years.
Him.
I mean, he throws up a 3-ring circus and people pay money and they show up and they go 9-8 and they lose in the playoffs and they've paid their quarterback the highest amount in the NFL. I mean, his comments before the game were funny too, going, well, I know I may not be the best, but I'm the next, and that's how it works in this league. And I'm like, okay, at least you're on that same wavelength that you know you're the next, so you're getting paid. And I mean, it was incredible, obviously, to see him get the biggest contract in the history of the NFL, the most guaranteed money, all that kind of stuff. But again, he's the next. It doesn't mean that he's the best, but that's how you do steal the spotlight if you're Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, if anything, has been a great showman. And that's part of the reason, and he's a big reason, I should say, why the NFL is as big as it is and the soap opera that it is. Like, we can sit here and mock Jerry Jones, but he understands what this league is all about, maybe better than any other owner. It's about putting on the show, getting people interested, getting people enticed, and keeping people glued to their TV sets. And Jerry Jones has done a masterful job at that. That team hasn't won a playoff game since before Mac was alive, okay? That's how long it's been since Dallas has been relevant in the postseason. And now we're looking at a team that every time you turn on the TV, even though they haven't had the success on the field, they do a masterful job of marketing who they are, and that's why they're America's team, because every time you turn around and you need something, there's Dallas and Jerry Jones delivering you the news yesterday. And all of that was definitely planned out, so it could be the spotlight stealer on opening
100%.
Day. And I like the fact that you came to that conclusion without even talking to me, because I would have told you that anyway.
Yeah.
That's the tinfoil hat. That's the thing I think a lot of sports fans sometimes lose.
Right.
This is a business. This is a show. Oh, and then there's a football game that's attached to it that we're watching later on in the day, right?
That's right.
It's all about generating money. It's all about generating eyeballs. It's all about getting that attention. And Jerry Jones did a masterclass in that yesterday, because Dallas, in a week one that was eventful but not aesthetically pleasing, Dallas clearly stole the spotlight. They look like a good team, beating an alleged Browns team that people thought was good. They signed their quarterback. Tom Brady's on the game. And boom, there you sit. Dallas definitely stole the show yesterday.
We'll get into Dak's contract in a little bit. We'll get into overreaction Monday as well. Plus, we'll Mac, unfortunately, we have to give Bob his flowers because he was right.
About what?
Well, about ratings. Oh. We've got to give you, we got to be respectful. We're a team here, and we'll always praise the other guy when they're right. Which we love it when we're wrong more than we're right.
Absolutely.
That's the sick part of it.
Yeah.
But I will say this. The other thing that was interesting about week one is we have a little bit of time. Russell Wilson just last minute has a foot injury or a calf injury, and Justin Fields gets the start. But yet Russ knew he wasn't playing, but still put the eye black on.
That was weird, too.
Like
enough with this kid in Nebraska being weird. You're not playing and you still put the uniform on yesterday.
You know, you're ruled out. You're inactive, yet eye black. Well,
he's weird.
That
too,
guy
man.
Sucks, dude.
He is like, just the worst.
What are you putting eye black on for? You're literally inactive.
You're not playing.
You never know. No, we do know. You cannot play.
You're inactive. You're not the emergency three. You
Lady
can't play.
Lady Wilson's boyfriend has a better chance of playing than you. Duck Hodges, how you throwing? That's a scoop. Good for him, by the way. But yeah, Russell Wilson just continues to suck.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah.
Am I wrong? Was he not inactive?
No, he was inactive yesterday. He was not playing
pads,
yesterday. Yeah.
Fresh cut.
Yeah.
Can't play future.
Yeah. What are you doing, man? Put on a pair of sweatpants and stand.
I did think it was interesting, though, Bob, is we still have one more game left tonight, which we will all be watching because it's ayahuasca versus Brock Purdy.
Yeah, right.
And the NFL's first game ended with a toe.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, right. And its last game ended with an overtime win.
Yeah.
Pretty solid Sunday.
Pretty solid. Cool. Pretty great. Solid week one. Yeah, but who knows what tonight's going to bring.
Can't
because
wait.
The
yeah.
Jets in and of themselves could put on a show like we've already seen.
That's right. We'll dive more into
who's getting hurt on the Jets to end the season.
Don't put that on his name.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.